now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Oh, yeah. Well, good day, America. Happy New Year, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country, they get a lot of love. We love them right back, but ain't nothing going to change in this new year. It's all about radio on the go. And if you're listening somewhere, whether you're at work and you're finally back to it, or whether or not you're traveling, or you're somewhere in between as you're stuck in an airport or something along those lines, well, guess what? We got the device for you. We got the platforms for you, all the ways you can listen to not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is you've unwrapped all your Christmas gifts. You've got your new iPhone. You have your new Android. You've got your new device in which you can listen to all of us, and Hefe and Tittle and me and Joe and everybody involved. And guess what? It's a beautiful way to get your Sports Byline Broadcast fix. And with that being said, we start with the award-winning website of the network. And, you know, you just click on the Listen Live button. There we are. It also gives you the entire front page of the network, shows you what interviews we've had, where you can go, what the headlines are, what the highlights are, all that kind of good stuff. And it gives you the ability to kind of pick and choose as you go along. Of course, we prefer that you listen live, and that's why we're here talking today. But with that being said, it gives you opportunity to pick and choose, and literally that's what it's all about. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. We start the new year under the umbrella of protection from the kids that serve us in the armed forces, a lot of adults too, but the kids, and they're away from home and they're hurting. Holidays, not everybody gets to go back. My buddy's kid just went back to Japan, a little more time, and then he'll be out. But, you know, fact of the matter is they give a lot, they sacrifice a lot, and this is a little something we can give back to them to give them a little bit of a taste of home. We'll set the table for the first time in 2017, right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications, and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best, the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, yeah, it has. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. He'll return tomorrow. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And welcome to 2017. It's a beautiful thing. We are finally clear of the carnage of last year. And, man, it was a lot of it between politics and the rush for celebrities to check out. See, I thought after the election of Trump that everybody was just going to leave the country. I didn't realize they were going to leave the planet. And, man, there was some serious, serious people checking out at the back end of 2016. We didn't have a meltdown. We're not going to have a meltdown today like Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve, if you were paying attention to that. You know, for all those fans who were under the illusion that she was actually singing live, because everybody in front of 2 million people live in Times Square sings live to the people. Oh, I was so disappointed. You can't make up dumb. I actually felt kind of bad for her because, you know, as we know well on this show, when things go wrong technically, it's a cluster. And, you know, it was a cluster. She'll survive. She'll fall back on her money and start counting. But that was kind of fun. And, you know, whether you had champagne, whether you came out of it yesterday on the good side or the bad side, because, man, I was wandering around yesterday and I saw a lot of people that were on the bad side. And welcome to 2017 and welcome to the world of sports. So let's set it up for you. It's going to be all NFL. And rightfully so. You know, college final was determined. We'll get to that tomorrow. This way Joe can weigh in as well. But a whole bunch of things decided. Playoffs are set. We're not going to go into great detail on the matchups. We'll get to that later in the week. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about games that mattered yesterday. We'll talk about the coaching firing. We'll talk about injuries because there were more. We'll talk about some retirements. And there was a lot going on in the world in the National Football League. And, you know, amazingly enough, the Jets managed to win a game. Oh, wait. So they sure responded to Johnny Lynn up in Buffalo. Glad Rex went out the door. And there were all kinds of interesting storylines. But I guess let's start with the scores. We'll go over with a couple of games. Figure out what mattered, what didn't matter. Why guys succeeded, why they didn't, who's going to be playing where next year, who's cleaning house, who isn't cleaning house, all that kind of good stuff. It is relative to the games. So we'll dive into it a little bit, take up a couple of segments with that, and then get into some of the coaching changes and playoff matchups and all that kind of good stuff. But like I said, the aforementioned Bills played the Jets. Jets actually played a good football game for change with nothing to play for. 5-11 for the season. The big news to come out of there is that Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan are going to be back. Take heart, Jet fans. Ryan Fitzpatrick will not. And ultimately, that, I guess, is, as far as the game goes, the real storyline. He played well. You know, you got a good Ryan Fitzpatrick. He went for 20 for 30 for 210 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Yeah. Caldwell Jones started for Buffalo, 6 of 11, 96 yards, no touchdowns and a pick. Cardell Jones, I'm sorry. And E.J. Manuel came in as well. They got hard decisions to make up there in Buffalo. What direction are they going to go in, and which quarterback are they going to go with? You know, I can't put any of this on Johnny Lynn. You know, again, and I'm not going to be breaking down too much game as we go, but I am going to do storylines from game to game and what it means for the respective teams and what direction they're going to go in. So, you know, with the Jets, their coach will be back. Their GM will be back. They better be picking some better groceries. They have to figure out who's going to play quarterback. Christian Hackenberg was active. They did not put him in the game. An assistant, it leaked out from an assistant coach that he can't throw the ball in the ocean, which seemed to be the issue during the beginning of training camp. It was also said that he regressed, which I find that hard to believe over the course of a season, because the guy just has too much skill. I mean, he can flat out throw the ball. He can make throws that very few quarterbacks in the National Football League can make. And he's been able to do it since the time he set foot on a football field in college. But it doesn't mean he has it between the ears. So the Jets have an interesting decision to make. They're going to have to evaluate a lot of things. And, you know, it's funny. We talk about it all the time. You know, when you're a head football coach, when you're a general manager, the decisions you make in personnel, because everybody looks at Sundays and they say to themselves, well, you know, team didn't perform on Sundays, did perform on Sundays, whatever circumstances are. And they figure that that's going to determine the future of a head coach and or a general manager. But it's not always the case. Yeah, wins and losses are the end result. And these guys have to get those results. But honestly, the decision to make Christian Hackenberg their second-round draft pick last year could end up costing these two guys their jobs next year if he's not ready to go. And you're going to see with their off-season moves, now here they are, they're drafting pretty high up. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback. I think they're going to draft Leonard Fournette. But what direction they go in the draft will tell you an awful lot about what they think about Christian Hackenberg and whether or not they feel he's capable of getting behind center and making good decisions with the football. He's got a first-rate wide receiver core. Brandon Marshall will be back next year. Decker will be back off injury. They have depth in that position. They have a solid running game. Bilal Powell goes for 22 and a buck 22. Again, they have needs, so whether or not they grab Fournette or not remains to be seen. But he's the closest thing to Bo Jackson I've seen coming out in a long time. So a lot of tough calls there. And again, his ability or lack thereof to play quarterback in the not-distant future will go a long way in determining whether or not those two gentlemen on that side of the field have jobs after next year. Because if he can't, they don't. And if they sign a stopgap in between, then they're really sending you a message because they're going to be writing off another season, or it'll be a season of mediocrity where they'll improve a couple of games and then they'll have to make another hard decision. So, you know, interesting. Same thing with the Bills. Go to 7-9. Cardell Jones goes in, which I was surprised he started over E.J. Manuel, but then again, I wasn't. You know, the kid's got mad skills. He's just green as grass. And they've got to make a really tough call. There's no way that they're picking up the option on their current quarterback. It's not going to happen. E.J. Manuel, you know, NFL bust happens. He'll back up somewhere next year. Somebody will give him a look, and he'll back up somewhere. Is it Cardale Jones' turn? I mean, man. A couple of college starts and sitting behind everybody, getting one start in the National Football League this year? Wow. Again, tough call. They got to get a coach in place. Does Whaley make the decisions on personnel going forward? They haven't made any call on him. They said he's going to head the coaching search. He may be heading the coaching search. Who's heading the GM search? That's entirely possible, too. So, you know, tough calls with both New York teams there. And, you know, again, game irrelevant. Jets get the win. Doesn't really change much for them. But a 5-win season was not anticipated, nor was a 7-9 out of Buffalo. Rex is gone. Todd stays. And the beat goes on. Beat will go on the other side right after this short timeout. It's all NFL storylines, and we'll talk some playoffs and coaching axes because it's Monday, and you know what happens in the NFL on Monday. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Phone number is there. Twitter, more your thing. Guess what? At Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline, USA. Yeah. Well, you know, look, I ain't drunk Don Lemon, but hey, who is? That's a really piece of work. Well, we're having a good time anyway. Hope you are too. It's all NFL. It's all recap. It's all really getting down to the nuts and bolts on what organizations need to do going forward. A lot of games did not mean anything. We'll get into the playoff stuff. Everybody on the planet is talking about the playoff stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to bore you to death with the same thing that's being done everywhere else. What we are going to do is talk about why organizations are going in the right direction, the wrong direction, what needs to be done. If the game mattered, we'll talk about it. If it didn't really matter, we're not going to talk about it very much, at least not as far as the nuts and bolts of it. Ravens and the Bengals. Bengals 27-10 over the Ravens. Ravens finish at 8-8. Bengals 6-9-1. Marvin Lewis is going to be staying. They don't want to buy him out. Next year should be the finale for Marvin. His contract is up, and his time certainly should be up. But, you know, look, they if you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan, this is what you get. Ownership, pockets, money. They put a good team together that was there for a while. They underachieved. Now it's starting to go in the other direction. Defense is getting old. And this is what you get. And they're probably going to be about the same next year. Maybe they'll improve a couple of games and he'll hold on to his job. I can't figure this organization out, nor do I want to. They just don't run a first-rate organization in Cincinnati. And people laugh at San Diego. They laugh at Buffalo. They laugh at the Jets. Look, these organizations screw up. They do. But they make the effort. A lot of times they do it wrong, but they make the effort. And if their fan base is disgruntled, it's because of the lack of performance, not because of the fact that they're not trying to put a winning product on the team. The Bengals, they're just content with mediocrity. They remind me of the old Minnesota Twins when revenue sharing went into baseball. Twins had a good core. They were getting into the playoffs sometimes. Ron Gardenhire was a hell of a good manager. But they'd never go out and sign the big impact player to put them over the top. They had the money to do it. Carl Poliad was, you know, he had all kinds of money. Putting it in his pocket was his priority. And Minnesota baseball suffered accordingly. Well, the Bengals, same thing. They do spend money on players because they have to. If they didn't have to, they wouldn't. But, you know, the defense is old. It's full of miscreants. Dalton has weapons around him, but, you know, without A.J. Green, they're limited. And it is what it is. It's a team that's the window is closing. We'll find out next year whether it's closed completely. Ravens, they just have to retool. They just have to restock the cabinet, as it were. It's not that they're a bad team. They're not. They have an elite quarterback. They've got to get him some weapons. Steve Smith Sr., and that's the biggest storyline out of this game, steps off the stage. And really, that was it. You know, it's look, they went up, they had the last-minute loss against Pittsburgh. That took the air out of the Raven balloon. And understandable, but your best receiver is 37 years old. They just don't have enough on offense for Flacco to compensate for the defense. And defense isn't bad. It's just that it's on the field all the time. You know, so they've got 12 free agents. They have to decide who they're going to re-sign, who they're not going to re-sign, and go from there. They have a first-class coach in John Harbaugh. The organization is run correctly. And they'll make the right decisions. You know, this isn't a bottoming out team. You know, and don't forget, too, after the Super Bowl victory, they had to take the hit with Flacco because they had to sign him to the big-time money. They had to wait for the cap to catch up. So they weren't able to sign guys they ordinarily would have been able to retain, and it hurt them. So, all will be fine in Baltimore land. Cincinnati, not so much. Steelers, they managed to win in the last second in overtime. 27-24. Landry Jones makes a play. Woohoo! And for the Browns, 1-15. They're not going to fire you, Jackson. Thank goodness. Cooler heads have prevailed. Haslam isn't going to knee-jerk here. At least, not apparently. Nor should they. Now, the question for the Browns, what direction do they go in come the draft? They have the number one pick. Do they trade out? Which would probably be my choice. If somebody comes along with the home run package, I probably would trade out. Because I believe they might have the quarterback. Notice how I went out on that tentative limb. Might have the quarterback in Cody Kessler. But unless you feel it's Mitch Trubisky and he's your guy, man, then you grab him and you go. You better be right. We all know the history of just, you know, there's no quarterbacks in Cleveland that ever succeed. The list goes on and on. I'm not going to revisit all of them. But when you look at certain teams and you look at who needs quarterbacks, even if you could just get a couple of the guys up top to switch, if somebody has Trubisky in their line of sight, because the order as it sits is Cleveland, the Niners, the Bears, the Jags, the Titans, the Jets, and the Chargers. Chargers, would they want to trade up to get the replacement for Phillip Rivers? He's got a few more years left. I bet they're willing to roll the dice that they don't need to do that. Carolina has their quarterback at 8. Jets are interesting in the 6 hole. What goes on there? The Titans have their quarterback. Jacksonville, another interesting thing at 4. I don't see them committing to Blake Bortles for the long term. That's going to be up to the new coach coming in. Bears and the Niners need a quarterback. Cleveland, we don't know. But projected draft, when you start looking at the top, the only two quarterbacks that are getting any love as of right now near the top are Trubisky and DeShone Kizer. And Kizer, they've got him all over the place. Top of the first, bottom of the first, top of the second, bottom of the second. I've seen him all over the place. Trubisky's the only consensus first-round pick. And even with him, I've seen him in different areas. So, you know, you look at it, and there's hard decisions to made there, be made there. And again, that's why I always say this. You're talking about guys who, in the GM slots, player personnel slots, the hardest decision to make these days is quarterback because not enough of them play in the pro system. Well, Trubisky plays in the pro system, and they think he can be the real deal. But I'll throw this caveat out there. If you're the Niners, I could understand drafting him. If you're Cleveland, not so much. And if you're Chicago, you better really think about it. Why, you ask? Because in bad weather, now granted, one was a typhoon, but in bad weather, he has trouble performing. Ball security. Now, the game against Notre Dame that he played, that was a complete, you know, there was a hurricane coming up the coast. Nobody would have played in that. But there have been other instances that I've seen with him where in poor weather, he's had issues. Something to consider. But to take it back to Cleveland, Myles Garrett seems to be the consensus number one pick. That can change. Workout, Senior Bowl, whole nine yards. But if one of those teams behind them is looking for a QB and wants to slot up, say Buffalo, sitting in the 10 hole, and they're able to put a package together, well, you know, you're Cleveland. Look, you talk about being able to accumulate. You've got the number one, and you have the number 12. where if you feel like you need to get a quarterback, you might be able to get a quarterback. You know, they have an opportunity to here to turn this team around with talent quickly. They don't have a lot of it on the team. But considering where they are in this draft and what they were able to do with the trade out last year, there's a real opportunity for Cleveland. God, am I actually saying this? There's a real opportunity for Cleveland to turn it around fast and furious, and with a coach like Hugh Jackson, get back on the board in the National Football League really, really quickly. We'll step aside. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Feral number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, look, I'm talking some Cleveland Browns here. Yeah, why am I talking Cleveland Browns? Worst team in the National Football League. They suck. We shouldn't even be talking. Yeah, we'll get to the playoffs. Everybody's talking about the playoffs. Nobody cares. They play next week. You know, we could all break it down 7 ways to Sunday, same nonsense over and over again. We'll talk about the games when we get there. Our friend Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com did a nice breakdown as well. You know, she's doing stuff on Twitter. Scott Patsko also did it on Cleveland.com. And I thought it was a real observant situation. And this was pregame, so I didn't know exactly whether or not they were going to be the number one overall pick. So there was no way they were going to be any worse than the second. So they get the number one pick. They also have the number 10 pick. And it would have been 8 had the Eagles lost, and then Chargers, Bengals, Panthers win. Ends up being number 10, excuse me. 33rd pick in the second round. Their fourth pick is at 51 in the second round. So, you know, you're talking 4 picks in the top, basically top 50, top 51. So if they decide to go the direction of trade out, they can get the mother load in this draft. They can have 6 or 7 of the top 50 picks, depending on who they decide to use as a trade partner. Let me tell you something. You can turn a team around really, really quickly that way. And particularly when you look at what's there. And, I mean, you know, look, if they don't trade out Myles Garrett, okay. If he ends up being the guy, that's fine. But again, with teams that need a quarterback, you could end up having options. And they're going to, you know, look, the potential to wheel and deal is there. You look at the top of the draft, this is aside from the quarterbacks. Look at what's available in this draft as far as players in the top 10. And actually past there, but just we'll go top 10 for the sake of discussion. You know, Tim Williams is rated number 2 right now out of Alabama. He's, if you've seen this guy play, I mean, he's going to star on Sundays. Jamal Adams out of LSU, safeties are valuable these days in the National Football League. Different game than it was a few years ago. Jonathan Allen, no question. Cam Robinson, you notice I'm mentioning a lot of Alabama guys. There's a reason why. Offensive tackle, Leonard Fournette, Jabril Peppers. Corey Davis out of Western Michigan, who's gone up the charts. He's a one-man wrecking crew for our friend P.J. Fleck. Another linebacker out of Alabama, Reuben Foster. Quincy Williams out of Florida. Jalen Tabor out of Florida, the bookends. And then, you know, even the guys that if you go past there, you don't want to say you're falling off because you're talking about guys like Mike Williams and Derek Barnett. These are first-rate players. So they're going to have an interesting scenario down up there in Cleveland. And we'll see who comes a-calling. And that's literally what it's going to come down to. Who comes in there with that offer? Is it a team like the Jets who have salary cap problems, who are looking to trade guys out like Sheldon Richardson? Need a defensive lineman? He's a pain in the ass, but we'll give you a defensive lineman who's a first-rate guy. As far as talent, want Sheldon Richardson? We'll give you him, the number one pick this year, a number 3, and a number 2 next year, or even maybe the number 1 next year. So the number 1 overall, so we can get Mitch if they feel that way. I wouldn't. I'd go the route I was talking about with Lenny Fournette. But that's just my humble opinion. You know, Pittsburgh's in the playoffs. We'll switch there. They'll be ready. Landry Jones, he got him some sharp, 24-37, 277, 3 touchdowns and a pick. Steelers had nothing to play for, but they played anyway. So that's good. Yeah. Good job. No major injuries. That's really what it comes down to. Don't get hurt. Get ready for the playoffs. Vikings respond after the debacle last week. 38-10. This caught my attention. Not for any meaning. Just the fact that I thought Zimmer might have put himself on the hot seat, and evidently the players responded accordingly. No Adrian Peterson. Bradford goes 25 of 33 for 250, sets an all-time completion record. International Football League as far as percentage goes. He'll be back next year. So they've got insurance in case Teddy Bridgewater isn't able to come back next year. Bears go bye-bye. Matt Barkley obviously isn't the answer, but he's proven he can back up in this league. And all is not lost. John Fox is going to retain his job. The GM is going to retain his job. You know, and that's okay. Leonard Floyd gets held out at his job. Fernell McPhee, out as well. They're starting to get the core of a defense there in Chicago, and Foxy can coach him some defense. And by the time he's ready to move on, the team should be better. Cutler will be gone. Maybe he lands with the Jets or one of the other teams that thinks they're a quarterback away, and you bring him in. But he'll come in as a caretaker as well at this point in his career. It's not going to be anything more than that. He's taken a pounding over the last couple of years. And for Minnesota, again, they just move forward. That's all. What could have been. So, they'll deal with it. Patriots beat the Dolphins 35-14. Matt Moore gets exposed a little bit. Patriots just keep rolling on. Brady plays a good chunk of the game. Pretty much all of it. Which surprised me a little bit. Garoppolo plays. Dolphins did a good job this year. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Nah, I don't really think so. But 10-6 in Adam Gase's first year coaching. Pretty good all the way around. But, you know, you get a reality slap anytime you face New England. And they got theirs. Texans-Titans. Titans win. Go to 9-7 for the year. Too little, too late. Tied with Houston. But not enough. Matt Castle didn't do too much. He didn't have to because they managed to win. And again, this is an afterthought game. Osweiler played. He didn't turn the ball over, which was good. But that was after Tom Savage got a concussion. So after the game, Bill O'Brien, talking about his quarterback situation, said, "I'm not sure." So they don't know. Protocol for Savage. They were trying to get him reps. And again, you know, here you go. You fall into this danger, and we'll be talking about that with Oakland as well with Matt McGloin. But Savage takes a hit, gets a concussion. And as you're heading into the playoffs, you may have to go back to the guy that you replaced, who maybe it was a wake-up call. I don't know. But he was only 21 of 40. 253 yards. A touchdown for a change, no picks. Can't feel too confident if you're Houston. And for Tennessee, it's a what-could-have-been season. Great progress. Lost a key game when it counted. And then lost their quarterback. And, you know, look, things were not expected to happen for them. Let's put it this way, to be kind. So the fact that they were able to win 9 games this year was a good step in the right direction. You know, no complaints. No complaints. They're there. I'm still, you know, my jury's still out of Mariota, but he certainly made progress. Let's see when they have to change the philosophy a little bit from pound it at you to opening it up a little bit, because predictable is predictable, whether or not he's able to step up and protect the football. But all in all, I'm not going to rain on their parade. It was a really good season for Tennessee, and hope springs eternal down there. Buccaneers, 9-7. They beat the Panthers yesterday, 17-16. Jameis Winston, 202 yards, a pick and an interception, too little, too late. Again, I am not sold on Jameis Winston. I will continue to beat this drum until he proves me differently. Can he play in the league? Absolutely. Is he going to be an elite quarterback in the league? I question it greatly. And my answer is no. We'll see. He's young. Only his second year, and they turn the ball over to him right away. Another quarterback on that roster, Mike Glennon, who's going to be looking for work. And he'll find it, believe me. Somebody will bring him in. And like I said, I believe this kid can play in the league and be a starter. I don't know if he'll be elite, but I think he can be a starter. I felt what happened with Lovie Smith with him really regressed him. Because I know 6'6" quarterbacks don't always project in the National Football League. Sometimes they're a little too big. But he's got a big arm, not overly mobile. But if you protect him, he can make all the throws. Yeah, but it's Jameis' team, so he's going to move on. For the Panthers, you get to the Super Bowl, you don't make it back. Same thing happened to Denver. First time ever. Out of the playoffs. Question is, with the Panthers, what do you do? There's a lot of things that need to happen, mostly in the defensive backfield. They're young. Some of them are okay. Some of them aren't. But that pass rush covered up a lot of things for them last year, and they had Josh Norman. This year they lose Norman, and a lot of things got exposed. They don't have that much of a running game anymore, which I find amazing, frankly. But they'll have to address that. If Leonard Fournette is there, which I don't think he's going to be, he's theirs. I mean, there's absolutely no way they would pass on him. And on some of the projected, because they're sitting in the eight hole, they've got him. But I don't think he gets past the Jets. I don't think he gets past the Chargers. And Carolina is one of those teams, especially with their salary cap issues, that could make a move with Cleveland. Or the Niners, for that matter, if the Niners aren't sold on their quarterback. They'll be making a lot of phone calls down there. Because I'll tell you, if you get Leonard Fournette in that backfield with Cam, and you don't have to call a bunch of plays where Cam's getting pounded all the time, running the rock and then getting pounded on top of it, protecting it, they'll go right back to the Super Bowl next year, I believe. They're going to address the defensive backfield in the second round and the third round. We'll address the end of this first hour right after this short timeout, but hope you're enjoying it. I like projecting.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud!
And there you go. Nip it in the bud. And that's what they're looking to do in Carolina. They don't want to fester a losing atmosphere. Ron Rivera's safe after I thought perhaps he was not going to be because they finished the season in decent shape. They obviously didn't quit on him. Hopefully he and Cam can get a little more on the same page. Cam, you know, again, continues to need to grow up a little bit. And he's a young man. He's been very immature in his career. I think he took that step this year at certain points. Sometimes he regressed a little bit. This team, they go nowhere without him as the leader. But again, as far as a strict personnel point of view, they have needs in the defensive backfield. If Leonard Fournette is available, they have to grab him. There's no question about it. And it will change the dynamic of their offense entirely. Because they can cut loose all the running backs except one just to back him up. Because he does take a pounding. And they'll run him till he can't run anymore. You know, it. Fournette realizes too, and he's an intelligent young man, that running backs have a limited shelf life and they're devalued. He's one of the few that isn't devalued. He's going to get his, and he's going to get it early. It depends with who. And personally, I think whoever he lands with, it changes the dynamic of their football team the same way Zeke Elliott changed it with Dallas. That's how much I believe in this kid. If he's able to do that, then if you're in the case of some of the lesser teams like the Jets that we've been talking about, you can nurse your quarterback along. It's a safety blanket. Same way they're doing with Mariota in Tennessee. If it's Cam Newton, it changes the whole dynamic of what your football team is doing, and you probably go back to the Super Bowl. That says for hour one of the attack. Hour two, we'll continue with the National Football League, break it down as we're going along. We'll get into the playoff ramifications and head coaching changes as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I was shot in the hip. The bullet traveled to my knee and was lodged in my knee. I was probably the luckiest person in the whole thing.
That's an American named Jake Rock who was injured in the attack on an Istanbul nightclub that ISIS has claimed responsibility for.
When he shot me, I didn't move. I just let him shoot me.
ISIS praising the gunman in that early Sunday attack as a hero soldier of the caliphate. He killed at least 39 people, injured about 70 others, and remains on the run. ISIS also claiming responsibility for a bombing that has killed at least 24 people and blocked a road from Baghdad to Mosul. ISIS releasing a statement saying it was targeting a gathering of Shiite Muslims. President-elect Donald Trump back in New York City after spending the holidays in Florida. He says over the weekend he's dismissed allegations that Russia was behind the hack of Democratic Party computers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
The incoming White House press secretary says don't expect President-elect Donald Trump to be easing off his Twitter usage even after his inauguration. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
A Trump representative says the president-elect gets results when he uses Twitter. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer made an appearance on ABC's This Week.
I think it freaks the mainstream media out that he has this following of over 45 plus million people that follow him on social media, that he can have a direct conversation.
He also added there will be more use of Twitter in the future and that business as usual is over in Washington, D.C.
The new year that just ended was a very violent year for Chicago, as just released crime stats show the city logged 762 murders in 2016, an increase of 57% over 2015. And the most in a year since 1997. And at least five people have already been killed and 30 more wounded in shootings over the New Year's weekend so far. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers. Like, he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Three people recovering after they were mauled by the family dog in Tampa, Florida. They say the pit bull mix turned on them as they tried to put a sweater on the dog back on Friday. The animal attacking one woman, then her husband, and her grown son when he tried to help the other two. This week's GOP address promising the new Republican majority will fight for every American. GOP Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado delivering it and promising, quote, real solutions on Capitol Hill.
Whether it's holding Iran accountable for its support of terrorism, ballistic missile program, and human rights abuses, or ratcheting up pressure on those who do business with regimes like North Korea, we will lead through strength and action.
In his weekly address, President Obama claims the U.S. has become more respected worldwide. During his two terms in office,
almost every country on earth sees America as stronger and more respected today than they did 8 years ago.
The famous Hollywood sign now restored after someone altered it in a New Year's prank. LA police say someone put tarps over two of the letters to make the sign appear to read Hollyweed. California voters did recently approve the use of recreational marijuana. And the field is set for the NFL playoffs beginning on Saturday. That's when the Houston Texans will host the Oakland Raiders. The Detroit Lions head for Seattle to meet up with the Seahawks. On Sunday, the Dolphins will face the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and the New York Giants will take on the Packers in Green Bay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack Hour 2. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But, hey, you know how it is. It's about radio on the go. All the devices, the platforms, the whole nine yards of how you get today's radio on the go. And it's literally what it's all about. Look, you're settling in at your desk. 2017 is here. The reality is here as well because of the fact that, you know how it is. You're going to go back to work, earn a paycheck, pay off the new car. Yeah, I'm doing that. And all the other things, mortgages and bills and electric and cable and phones and more phones and more phones and more phones and more devices. Well, if you have the devices and you got your new iPhone, you have your new smartphone, got your new tablet, got your new laptops, whatever it is, even an old school desktop, because, you know, if you're sitting in the office, that might be what you're working on. Well, guess what? You can download all the cool stuff onto your device, click listen live, and guess what happens? Woohoo! Away we go. You get this show, you get the Jefe, you get Tittle, you get everybody, even Jerry Overnight. It's a beautiful thing. You go to our site, you click on the Listen Live button, we're there, hopefully. You look at the front page, homepage, all the different interviews, always being updated, always first rate. Sports, entertainment, music, authors, doesn't matter, all there. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. It's literally our lifeblood. We have a love for these kids. They serve us overseas. They are the best. We'll come back right after this to talk a little more about the National Football League, but I get choked up when I talk about the American Forces Radio Network. Happens. Get over it.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Don Lemon bringing us back to the attack. I'll tell you what, we're having a good time here on this first show of the new year. But if any of you were watching New Year's Eve coverage anywhere, there was some things going on this year that it was just fitting with 2016. It truly was. I'll set the table. It's all NFL in hour two. Okay, done. Watching the Mariah Carey train wreck on New Year's Eve, when Robert, feel free to chime in, I don't know if you saw it or not, was just epic. Epic. And, you know, you had to feel for her, because when technical glitches happen, here you are in front of the largest audience you'll ever play in front of, and everything goes wrong. And she just couldn't deal with it. You know, the lip syncing just... And now her people are asking Dick Clark Productions, you know, basically it's Ryan Seacrest, for a formal apology. And they're going to take legal action. And it wasn't that they felt they deliberately train wrecked her, but they felt as if they were aware of the technical issues and they shouldn't have put her on. Kept saying, don't worry, the earpiece will work when we'll go live. It'll be a different frequency. Well, didn't work. And she was trying to improvise, and I give her credit for that. She pulled out the earpiece during the performance. She couldn't hear over the crowd. Dick Clark's claiming Mariah didn't rehearse. You know. You got to love this stuff. But the best, honestly, was Don Lemon. Who's Don Lemon? Well, that's a relative question, and it may end up being a trivia question, because whether or not he survives on CNN will remain to be seen. But if you watch the political stuff this year, you saw a lot of Don Lemon. He was going back and forth. You know, the Clinton News Network was going after Trump and, yeah, propping up Hillary and a whole nine yards. And anytime he had an opportunity to bash on Trump, which is, you know, part of his job, that's fine. But it's become a tradition now with him and Brooke Baldwin. He gets drunk on New Year's Eve on the air, which has dangerous implications. you know, for anybody that's done it or thought about doing it, you know, it could go like Jerry, or it could go wrong. And in Don Lemon's case, what did it go wrong from New Orleans? I mean, I understand in the venue, there to do it. He's drinking beer and doing tequila shots, which at 50 years of age, you should be a little more cautious about doing that anyway, because even though you feel like you can do what you did 20 years before that, it's not necessarily the case. So he's doing tequila shots with his beer, and he decides to get his ear pierced on live television. So they're piercing his ear, and he's telling them not to get blood on his Brooks Brothers suit, because he has to return it. Just let you know how they operate. And they actually cut him off the air for like 5 seconds because he was losing his mind. I go to YouTube, check it out after the show, of course. But go to YouTube, and trust me when I tell you, go check it out. It's worth it. It's a train wreck and a half. And even though it's quote unquote a tradition, it may end up costing him his job, but we'll see. I kind of thought it was fun, to be honest about it. I don't like his politics, but I thought it was fun. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Continuing our stroll around the National Football League, things coming out now that we're going to talk Colts and Jaguars here. Jaguars played a pretty good game. Lost, but played a pretty good game. Indianapolis storms back with 21 second half points and win 24-20. Game, not the issue. What direction do the Jags go? They've certainly played better quality football under Doug Marrone. I don't know whether or not that gets him the job or not, but he's in the running. Tom Coughlin, they said, is not being considered as a serious candidate. And it's unfortunate for Tom. He still wants to coach. He's 70 years old. Nobody's going to give him a job. it's literally what it comes down to. Now, I would give serious thought to letting him come in and run your operation. Make him director of football operations and let him do that. But, you know, at 70, not going to happen. Not going to happen. And for the Colts, there is rumblings now that Irsay is not happy. And, you know, again, we've beat on Irsay for the right reasons, his off-the-field stupidity. But he tries to run a stable organization. He jettisoned Peyton Manning at the right time when Andrew Luck was coming in. It was the right call. I mean, you know, look, football's a cold-blooded business. He's had a stopgap running back in Frank Gore, got over 1,000 yards this year. He managed to be healthy. But they don't have a good team around one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's got T.Y. Hilton and not much else. Tight end's hurt. Wide receiver depth is not there. I mean, Fleener's still great, but, you know, defense stinks. Offensive line doesn't push anybody around. And there's rumblings that there's going to be changes. And I can't blame them one bit. Gregson and Pagano have gotten their opportunity. And it just hasn't produced. Indianapolis has so many needs. They're one of those teams, quite frankly, that I could see trading down. They're at 15. If somebody targets somebody, you can get a couple extra picks, do it. You need help everywhere. Everywhere. You know, get some depth. You know, you trade down further, you get into the 20s, grab Dalvin Cook. You know, grab Dez King. Who? Yeah, I know you don't know who Dez King is. He's good. Playing out of Iowa. Carl Lawson out of Auburn, first-rate linebacker. You know, trade down, get extra picks. Christian McCaffrey. Give Andrew an all-purpose weapon. Guy can run a ball a little in the inside. He certainly can catch the ball. Kickoff returns, punt returns. I mean, you know, all kind of directions. But there's rumblings coming out of Indianapolis that Ursay is going to pull the trigger. And if that ends up being the case, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Like I said, this time around with the National Football League, there's going to be some major stuff going on. I mean, you're already aware of a lot of the changes that have been made. There's going to be some heavy lifting going on. Kubiak's resigning because of health reasons. Rams have to fill theirs. Arian said he's coming back, but he's not doing good health-wise, and they win 44-6. They go to 7-8-1 in a year when they were expected to go to the Super Bowl or at least contend for it. What direction does this team go in? The Rams are horrible. They're 4-12. They got to get some support around Jared Goff. It's his team now. They better hope that he can damn well figure it out because it doesn't look like it. Skins and the Giants. I was impressed with the Giants yesterday. One of the few times this year that they truly just impressed me. They got it done on defense. Paul Perkins runs for 102 yards. Eli was pedestrian. If they're going to do anything in the playoffs and they're facing Green Bay, he's going to have to be better than that. But he does usually manage to step up in the playoffs, but they're playing in Lambeau. So let's see what kind of weather they're dealing with up there. But he didn't get hurt, which was more important. You know, we'll pick it up on the other side. We'll continue the NFL right after this. Do not go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Back it up, suck it up, move on. 2017 is here. Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, 1910 Giants over the Redskins yesterday, knocking the Redskins out of the playoffs. And the question is, after yesterday's performance, and I talked briefly about the Giants, but it's all about the Redskins. Kirk Cousins throwing a big-time pick yet again when it mattered, 22 of 35, 287, touchdown, two interceptions. What direction do they go? Now, Skins were banged up in a running game. Defense is small and fast, mostly small. They get pushed around. Giants pushed them around. It was ground and pound. But again, Redskins faced a dilemma. I don't think Kirk Cousins is an elite quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. And they're forced to put him in place and sign him. But that's not going to be easy, because he's going to be out in the market again. And for teams who need a quarterback, they might be willing to overpay for him. So the question remains, what kind of numbers does Kirk Cousins get offered from the Washington Redskins? They can't afford to let him go. So they may end up franchising him yet again, which puts him as the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. It's insanity. He just keeps making money. And the Redskins get stuck literally between the rock and the hard place. They have no place to go. There's no plan B. They don't have one. They made the right call giving Cousins the job and getting RG3 out of town. But now they're truly stuck, and they don't make the playoffs, and they can't address quarterback in the draft. They have too many needs on the defensive side of the ball to go in that direction. This is tough stuff. And it's in a division that's going to continue to get better. I don't think the Giants are going to get any worse. They may not win as many games next year, but they're still going to be a good team and probably will improve their offensive line, which will keep them very competitive. Dallas is Dallas at this point. Prescott's going to get better, and barring injury to Zeke, they're going to be good for a while. Philadelphia's on the come. They beat Dallas yesterday, albeit with nothing to play for. And, you know, this is Redskins are in a tough spot. As much as they're winning the division and being competitive this year, you talk about maybe regressing. It's a real distinct possibility. So, you know, which takes us to Denver and Oakland. Denver loses their coach. Oakland loses their quarterback. Matt McGloin goes out with a shoulder injury. He goes in the second quarter. Couldn't throw the ball downfield. Cook comes in, plays pretty good. 14 to 21. Touchdown, interception, lost the fumble, but they lose the game. You got a feel for Oakland, man. You got to feel for Oakland. They were, you know, look, they were right there with Pittsburgh and with New England, with the ability to at least compete for the Super Bowl. With Connor Cook at quarterback, it's not going to happen. And no disrespect to Connor Cook, he just hasn't played. McGloin can't make accurate throws. There's a reason why he was a backup and probably will be out of the league next year. Raiders fall, go to 12-4. And the Broncos, Kubiak, ill. Real health concerns with him. And don't forget, when he was down in Houston, he had a mini stroke. He's going to step aside today. And the Broncos are going to be in a coach search. You know, he's not a kid. He's in his 60s. And they've got to do this. He's got to do this. You know, you think about this year, right? Zimmer with Minnesota had the thing with his eye. Bruce Arians had issues where he had to be hospitalized. Todd Bowles went into the hospital with the Jets. And now Kubiak. Coaching is a hardcore thing on your health. Mental and physical. They don't leave the office. It's sedentary. They disappear from their families. You know, McCoy out on the West Coast, who just got fired, they said one of his deals was, you know, to get everybody involved, get him out of the office, hit the gym at the same time. They could talk strategy down there while they were all working out. Gase does the same thing in Miami with his assistants. He literally goes around, gets them up out of their offices, stop watching tape, stop watching film. We'll go work out. We can go talk in the weight room, trying to keep them healthy. But it's a stressful job, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Raiders better hope Paxton Lynch is the guy, because they don't have an answer, and it ain't Trevor Siemian. He played well yesterday, but, you know. Raiders had packed it in, and they're going to have to flip-flop next year. It's going to have to be Paxton Lynch starting and Siemian backing them up. They can't go through another year like this because they'll lose the team is what will happen. You're going to bring in a brand-new head coach. I would imagine you're going to have to get somebody with experience. I don't know what direction that's going to go in. Do they make the trade for Sean Payton? Because Sean Payton's talking to Mickey Loomis about his future. New Orleans needs people. They need draft picks. Do you bring in Sean Payton? Do you make that deal? You know, they've been floating that trade Payton for draft pick thing out there for a long, long time. If I'm Denver, I look at it. I don't know, I give him this year's number one, but maybe two number twos. Maybe I do give him this year's number one. I don't know. At 9-7, pull up my trusty mock draft list. Where are they drafting? 20. Okay. Done. And you can still get a good player at 20, but done. I do it. You want an additional first-round pick to go with your number 11? There you go. Give me Sean. No more than that, though. Bad situation for Denver. Really bad situation for Denver. You got a feel for them. This was really unexpected. And for Oakland, they're going to be one and done more than likely. Well, I mean, you know, they get the bye, but they'll be one and done. Saints and the Falcons, Matty Ryan making his case for MVP. I was talking about the Saints, the aforementioned with Sean Payton. We'll see how that plays out. They played better this year than I thought they were going to. 7-9. They've managed to add some personnel. Drew Brees can still bring it. Got to get better on defense, which they did, but they still need to add pieces. Offensive line needs to add pieces. Pack beats the Lions 31-24, but with the Giants beating the Skins, Lions are in. And that's a beautiful thing. Aaron Rodgers making his case for MVP. Legit. Legit. So looking at the playoffs, the way they're set up, and like I said, I'm in a short shrift on this. It's boring to me because anybody can look at a bracket and see what it is. Detroit and Seattle should be a pretty good matchup. I everybody's liking Seattle definitively in this and playing up there. I completely understand that. But honestly, with the struggles that Seattle's had offensively, if Detroit can muster some offense, don't be surprised if Detroit wins this football game. New York and Green Bay, we talked about it. New York can win on the road. And they've won up there. Their last time they went to the Super Bowl, they went through Green Bay and won in frigid conditions. This year's team a little more wide open. Don't have the ability to ground and pound. But defense is not a strong suit on Green Bay, nor is it ever. But Aaron Rodgers is. So again, I think weather will come into play on this as much as anything else, and I'll be curious to see how that plays out. But that's a toss-up to me. Dallas and Atlanta get the byes. Miami and Pittsburgh, intriguing game. But Miami got exposed a little bit yesterday. And granted, you know, limited things that they were playing for, but they still had things to play for. Pittsburgh, you know, Ben gets another week off. Le'Veon gets a week off. It helps. Landry got him through the maze. It's really all that matters. Literally all that matters. Everybody came out healthy. New England gets a bye, KC gets a bye, and Oakland's going to be done. And I'm sorry, I misspoke there. I said they get the bye. They don't. They're playing Houston. I don't know. Maybe they can steal one against Houston. Connor Cook, superstar? Maybe not. Might be the best thing to happen to Houston since, I don't know, the team was allowed into the National Football League. We'll pick it up on the other side. We'll talk coaching changes, among other things, right after this short timeout.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No, clown school.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. A lot of fun here in the Attack today. Hope you're enjoying it. Welcome to 2017. It's a beautiful thing. We're all here. It's all that matters. And, talking NFL, we're talking playoffs, we ran down the list real quick. And, you know, again, just to backtrack just a little bit here, Oakland and Houston, this could end up being intriguing for the Houston perspective because with either quarterback in there for Oakland, and this is Oakland's worst nightmare. I mean, had they gotten the bye, at least they would have had some time to coach up Cook or McGloin. It ends up being Cook. But Houston's got their own issues, Savage and protocol. They have trouble scoring. Oakland's defense is just going to try to win this game outright. Look, there's a lot of motivation here for Oakland. They had a really, really good year. They're well coached. They finally got the organization in place that puts together a winning formula and a winning team, and you lose your quarterback, who's an MVP guy. Tough to survive. But that defense is going to go nine ways to Sunday to just make sure Houston stays off the board. And don't forget, Houston has the worst point differential in a playoff team in, I believe, the last 20 or 25 years. A lot of difference between offense and defense, points scored, points allowed. So Oakland's looking at that. Jack Del Rio will coach that up, and they're going to say, let's just shut them out. And we'll find a way to get some points. Whether it's on the defense scoring points on a turnover or whatever the circumstances are. And they'll try to steal that game. Houston, on the other hand, is looking at it from the same perspective. Let's just score enough points to put their offense in a position where they have to win the football game and they won't be able to do it. Might not make for very much good football, but, you know, it could certainly play out for Oakland to perhaps live another day and for Houston to move on. I mean, look, they're the hot trending pick for one and done, and rightfully so. They don't get any quarterback play. But with that being said, you know, somebody's got to win the game. Can't play to a tie. So, like I said, might not be entertaining stuff, but, yeah, it'll be relevant. And here's another one on the trade Sean Payton front. Now the Rams are interested in doing it. Rams looking for a coach. They're also interviewing Josh McDaniels, Sean McVay. John Fossil is going to get interviewed. And now the usual rumors. LA Times throwing names out there. Sam Farmer, who's a respected sports writer, but they said Gruden would be interested. Okay. I'd certainly like to get him off Monday Night Football. Maybe it's time for him to go back out of the booth. He's kind of worn out his welcome there as far as most people are concerned. Niners. They can Cousin Balky and Chip. Looked like Chip was going to survive, but I guess the York family decided to just clean house. Understandable. It really is. I mean, what direction did they go in? Scott Pioli, maybe Louis Riddick, who's all over ESPN. Do they go the coordinator route? McDaniels is going to get hired somewhere. His name's being mentioned everywhere. Vance Joseph, who's defensive coordinator for the Dolphins, he did really good work this year. You know, I don't think Kelly lands anywhere. He's going to be back in college. That's why I found that so confusing. Did he just not think he was going to get canned in San Francisco after this year? Now, granted, I don't think he got a fair shake just because of the fact that they literally had nobody on that football team. No talent. Then you had the whole Kaepernick mess. But when the Oregon position opened up, unless he just burned bridges there that we were unaware of, I felt as if he would resign. But I guess the lure of the National Football League and coaching in the pros has been too much for him to walk away from. So Chip will, you know, he'll sit next year. He's not going to be coaching anywhere next year. And he gets to recharge the batteries, and he'll go back to college. There'll be a big program that obviously will hire him because he's done it on the college level. His stuff works on the college level. It doesn't work on the pro level. It just doesn't fit. Doesn't make him a bad football coach. It just didn't work. But I'm not surprised the Niners cleaned house, but it wasn't hot and heavy that they were going to. But this was necessary. San Diego Chargers, they cut Mike McCoy. This is one I wouldn't have done. You know, I keep hearing the loaded with talent thing. Well, they are and they aren't. They've got some key star players. Melvin Gordon came into his own. It looked like he was going to be a bust, but he really has evolved. Keenan Allen obviously can play. Phillip Rivers can still play. But their defense was a bunch of no-name without much depth. And that's where they got hurt. 9-7 the first 2 years. 4 last year. They win another game this year. I'd have given them another year. I have to be honest. But again, you're looking at a franchise in turmoil. Where are they going to play? Are they going to move to L.A.? Are they going to get the stadium built in San Diego? It doesn't look like it. Do they relocate somewhere else altogether? If that happens, does Rivers retire? I mean, there's 99 ways to Sunday that they got soap opera going on down there. And now they got a new one. You know. Kubiak steps down. I mean, I was wrong. I actually thought he was older than what he is. He's 55. God, he looks older. But, again, he's going to step out. And it raises the question, what goes on with Denver? Now, NFL.com is reporting that Vance Joseph, who already got an interview up there, is a candidate to take over for Kubiak. But here's the plus and the minus. All right? They have a Super Bowl quality defense still and will next year. The fracture in the locker room involved the defense and the offense. You bring in a defensive guy. He soothes all the egos. They continue to perform at a high level, and hopefully the quarterback situation sorts itself out. But the flip side of that is you already have a really talented defense and you're being coached up by one of the best defensive coordinators in the game and your help is needed on offense. So if you bring in a defensive guy, maybe the quarterbacks don't develop. And this is where, again, I haven't seen this anywhere. This is me putting it out there. If New Orleans is looking to trade Sean Payton, if I'm John Elway, I'm certainly getting involved in that conversation. Because if you can bring in Sean Payton, legit head football coach, no question about his credentials. You keep continuity with the defense, and you have a guy that hopefully can coach up the quarterbacks, whoever it ends up being, to perform on a better level than they've been performing. Because don't forget, Kubiak going out the door, you're dealing with two quarterbacks that are going to be learning an entirely new system again. They're young. They're green. Now, they got their baptism of fire this year. Certainly Simeon did. Paxton to a lesser degree. But they're going to have to go through the process all over again with the incoming administration, and I don't mean the Trumps. So it's something to keep in mind when they're looking for a candidate. This is now, Denver is now turned into one of the more intriguing situations in the National Football League, even more than the losing programs. And I don't doubt John Elway. He's made the right decisions the great, great majority of the time. But I'll tell you, it got real interesting with Kubiak stepping down. I addressed Pagano and Grigson. We'll see how that plays out. Now, Jay Glazer from Fox, and I didn't see this one, is reporting that Bill O'Brien and the Texans are not guaranteed to stick around after 2016. If that ends up being the case, I can't see a scenario where he would be fired. But if for some reason they mutually decide to part ways, he becomes the hottest candidate out there, easily. But again, now you're in a position where they're in a playoff game. And if they win a playoff game, they're in another one. You can't negotiate with them. And a lot of these teams want to get these positions filled quickly. That's always the problem. The NFL has the rule in place. You cannot negotiate with anybody. Not that you would negotiate with a head football coach anyway. But all these assistants that are in the playoffs, you got to wait till they're out. But that's an interesting one I hadn't seen before. And Glazer's, he's pretty spot on with his stuff. So we'll see. Rex is out, obviously, in Buffalo. Anthony Lynn is the interim coach, and they think it's going to be the done deal. Ownership loves him. Teams management loves him. Shady McCoy loves him. Who's the quarterback? Jacksonville. Bradley out, obviously. Marone, they played well for him in the two games, but it's two games. But he also has head coaching experience and did well in Buffalo. They're going to talk to Josh McDaniels. Like I said, he's going to get hired somewhere. Coughlin, his age works against him. Be a cool story bringing him back, but it's not going to happen. And there could be some more axes to fall, as it were. No guarantees, but there could be more. But the most intriguing ones, L.A., Denver, obviously. Chargers, some guys are going to get named, some darn. All of these jobs are appealing just because of the fact they're limited. But if you're looking at talent on teams, man, you better get some big-time guarantees if you're taking that San Francisco job, because they got nothing going on out there. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts,
ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Wrapping up this hour and therefore the show. Joe will be back tomorrow and we'll be rocking and rolling as we usually do. You know, again, I want to stay on this Sean Payton trade thing. You know, it's rare that this ever happens in any sport, but they have pretty good coordinators in place. Denny Allen on defense. He's starting to get that defense turned around. Pete Carmichael Jr. on offense. Direction seems to be going right. 7-9. And, you know, again, it is, he burned out down in New Orleans. Is the team burned out down on him? You know, again, you think about that. Bill O'Brien and Sean Payton on the market, one through trade and the other through mutual departure. Man, if you're looking to fill slots, they'll get a king's ransom. Payton and Loomis, you know, they're pretty tight. You know, Loomis and Benson still have control over the team. I mean, Benson, I don't know how much, but it's Mickey's show. And he makes the right call. Now, Payton signed a 5-year deal, $9 million per year. I mean, I don't see him going. But, man, if they can get the right package, I guess it's doable. It's just odd. The timing is odd. After signing the extension, it's odd. Maybe this is just a trial balloon to see what would be available. And then you bring a new head coach in. Do they keep the coordinators? Does one of them get promoted? I don't know. Interesting and a discussion for when and if it happens. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to Robert for keeping it on the air. We really appreciate that. He didn't pull a Don Lemon on us. For Joe Spano and Sonny Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.